We're talking to a couple of Norwalk girls cross-country runners. First of all, if I could just get your name and your grade.
Breely Morrow, 11th grade.
Kiana Vogel, and I'm a senior.
All right, Breely, we'll start with you. You have a fourth-place finish yesterday at the Valley Meet. Tell me how your race went yesterday.
I think it went pretty good. I know that I pushed really hard, and I really liked the course.
And how about you?
I feel like I could have done better. I really liked that course, though. It was a new one for us, so I liked that, the new opportunity, and yeah, just hoping to bring in some better times this week.
I gotcha. What did you place?
19th, I think it was.
Okay, I gotcha. So I guess we'll stick with you then for this one. What are some things that you need to do to work and keep on getting better and improve your place here throughout the season?
I really just need to get out of my head and just run like I know that I can. I'm just kind of in my head like, oh no, you can't do this, but I'm trying to break down that barrier this week at Pella on Saturday and then run a little bit better.
For sure. She had mentioned that it was a new course up at Valley. Was it a new course for you as well? Did you ever run there?
So we've ran at Valley, but they switched the course this year. So they added another hill in the back. And so I think it felt a lot longer, but I think it was about a 5K.
So what are some of the challenges when you're running a course that you've never run before?
I think it's difficult just like not knowing where the mile markers are. And so you don't know your pace all the way. And just the extra hill, powering up that.
I gotcha. So it was a third place team finish yesterday at Valley. Coach Whedon was saying maybe you're still looking to go, get a little bit better. I mean, on that kind of note, just talk about your team's performance yesterday and, you know, some areas where you think the team could improve.
We push really well together. And just right now, I think we have a few girls that are injured or going through a lot with school and stress and stuff. So really just pushing over that and just running like we know that we can, pushing each other, running pack running, that I feel like we'll kind of have that breakthrough that we're looking for.
You, of course, are a senior here this year for Norwalk. Tell me some of the things that you're doing this year to help be a leader for this program.
Well, so we do have pods that we call them, and we lead in those, and we have big sister, little sister, and I'm a big sister. So we help them push through meets, and with our new girls running varsity, we're also helping them to like get ready to run and, you know, just be prepared for the varsity meet. It's a lot different than JV. So
what has kind of your journey been here? I know you alternate between the two and the three spot for your team. What's kind of been your journey up the leaderboard to get to where you're at now?
Well, through sophomore year, I was injured. So just coming back last year, I was like, I'm trying to stay healthy. I'm trying to run as best as I can. And I had a really good season last year. So I'm looking to push again this year. And, you know, I want that number two spot. I'm coming in and I want to take it. So, you know, I just that motivation. I'm ready for this year.
Very good. Well, Breely, you're the number one seed here for this team. Tell me what some of your keys to success have been here this year and how you've been able to earn that spot.
I think just pushing really hard at practice and staying dedicated, showing up to all the optional and encouraged runs, just going to everything you can to stay in shape and fit, and just loving the team.
Going back to the leadership thing, even though you're a junior this season, you know, still as one of the top runners on the team, maybe in the entire Little Hawkeye Conference, tell me about how you're a leader for this program.
I think that just motivating the team by working really hard encourages everyone else too. And like Kiana said, I'm also a big sister, so just supporting your little sister on the courses.
So I know at the beginning of the season you had like one or two meets canceled due to weather. I think it was just too hot to run or something like that. Tell me what that wait was like, and then to finally get into the season now after a long summer.
I think it felt like a long wait, but it definitely helped because it gave us extra time to practice, and so we were really prepared for that first race, and we had a really good course, so I think everyone did pretty good that first race.
Very good. Let's see, Pella coming up at Central College is coming Saturday. Tell me what you know about that course and the competition you'll be facing there.
We've ran a lot at Pella, so we're pretty excited about that. We know the areas where we need to push and where there's going to be a hill, so I feel like we're all pretty ready. We're all expecting to hit good times at Pella, and then also it's a pretty big meet, so hopefully we'll have a lot of competition pushing us and we'll have some good times. You know, we'll run good as a team.
And conference is at that location too, right, over in Pella? Am I mistaken, or is that right?
I don't know for sure this year. If it's
this year. Hey, Coach. Is this conference meet at Pella? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh.
Sounds good. So Conference meet is at Pella coming up later this year. What is it going to mean to, you know, be able to run a race at that course before the conference meet?
I think it's just extra preparation because you'll get to run there. You'll know the hills. You'll know the course. So you'll be extra prepared when that conference race does come around so you can get even better times.
Very good. Well, before we wrap up, how about some goals for the rest of the season?
I think I have a goal to beat my last season's PR and to just stay under the 20s.
All right. And how about you?
My goal is to definitely get a PR as my last season. I want to go out and get a good time. And also, last year, I missed all conference by one place. So this year, I'm trying to get all conference as well.
Well, of course, you're a senior. What are your plans here after graduation? Do you plan to continue running or anything like that? Or?
I'm not quite sure yet. I'm trying to go into nursing, which is very difficult to do with running. But I'm still looking. I'm still talking to coaches, and I've been to a couple visits, so we'll see. We'll see what I decide to do.
And how about you?
I think I'd want to run in college. I don't know for sure what I'd want my major to be, but I think running in college is definitely what I want to do.